It's the Coast to Coast Close-Up today with Kira Lynn. Hello, Kira.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Excellent. Excellent. Got a new tune called Colorado. We'll talk about that in just a second, but it's been a little bit of time since you and I had a chat, so why don't you reintroduce yourself to everybody? Tell us about yourself a bit.
So my name's Kira Lynn, and I'm from Edmonton, Alberta, and I live currently now in Nashville, and I'm just writing a lot and performing here, and it's hard to be away from Canada, that's for sure.
Perfect.
But yeah, just working on my music and pursuing the dream.
Perfect, perfect. So what's the vibe like in Nashville through COVID?
It's been, I think Canada was definitely a lot more strict, that's for sure. But things are just starting to get to the point where they're wanting everyone to get the vaccine, and then you don't have to wear a mask. And if you don't have the vaccine, then they're starting to require those masks, which is... It's a crazy time, obviously, for all of us, and it's I'm just hoping and praying for the best. But yeah, I think that Nashville, there's starting to be a little bit more cases now, which mm-hmm. is unfortunate. But hoping it will get better. That's
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, you bet. New tune of yours called Colorado. Tell me about that song.
So this song I wrote it when I was I think it was like October or November. I came up with this kind of like this melody idea, and it was not a heartbreak song, but kind of like a song about maybe fixing a relationship or whatever. And then I brought it into my friend Kenan Oakes with his friend Brent Anderson and Mark, and we kind of turned it into this like a romantic kind of like getaway song, like whether you just met someone or you've been in a relationship for a long time. And I've been to Colorado a lot, so there was a lot of imagery in it, and just like kind of like a magical feeling song about running away with someone.
It's always interesting to me when a songwriter or a group of songwriters come up with an idea for a song, and then it just kind of takes has its own life and ends up being something a little different, maybe.
Yeah, for sure, and that's why like I love to write alone. Mm-hmm. I mainly do, and then I bring my songs into other writers because I love like a second opinion or a third opinion, because I can get stuck sometimes and second guess myself. So I love when there's other opinions going on, and I'm more melody driven, and then I love a great lyricist in the room to just help me concise what I'm saying, because I can rant on forever.
Yeah. So did you record this?
I can write a book for you.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. Did you record the song in Nashville?
Yes, I did. The producer was Lee Turner. Mm-hmm. He's on tour right now with Darius Rucker, and he's a great producer. And then Ren Anderson, who I wrote it with as well, he co-produced it. So, and then actually we just went into the studio to record another one all together, because this one turned out really nice. So we've been working together again.
Terrific. So that'll be released soon, I guess, then, right?
Yes, that one was called, this one, the next one is called Love You No More, and I'm planning on, I think, releasing that maybe mid-September, end of September, sometime
nice.
Around there.
Nice. Well, awesome, Kira. That's terrific. How do we get a hold of you on social media? What's the best way for that?
So I'm Kira Lynn pretty much on everywhere, but Kira Lynn Music on Instagram, and I mainly use Instagram, and I'm getting TikTok going now too as well with Kira Lynn Music, and then Twitter, Kira Lynn, and then Facebook. I sometimes go by my last name as well, but yeah, I think Instagram is the main place to find me.
Sure. Sounds great, Kira Lynn. Thanks for the chat today. Good luck with everything going on, and we'll talk again for sure.
Thank you so much, Kel, for having me. I really appreciate that. I know it's been a while since we talked.
Kira Lynn on the Coast to Coast Close-Up.